You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Welcome to episode 155 of the Wisdom by WESA show and this post-WESA trade show special. I am Glenda Geek, host of the WESA Retail Roundup. In years past, when I had an opportunity to visit the WESA trade show, I put out special episodes highlighting new companies and new products. And my wife and I, Jennifer, who hosts the Wisdom by WESA show, we had an opportunity to visit Dallas last week and also do some interviews as well. This way, if you didn't have a chance to attend or didn't get a chance to see all the new booths, we give you a taste in this episode. I have 9 quick interviews for you. We were using 2 different recorders, so the sound does change a bit on different interviews. I will put links to all the guests that we chat with in your show notes. Just scroll left or right or up or down, depending on your podcast player. They're all a little bit different. So here we go. Here's some interviews I did with some new companies with new products to WESA. One thing that really stood out was a bunch of new companies with baseball hats. I did find one with a twist on the baseball hat, and that was a company called Grace and Grit, and I spoke to Lacey Weber. So Jennifer and I just started wandering around WESA for the first day, and we already came across a booth with something that's brand new that we haven't seen before, and that's difficult. We've done these. This is like a 36th show, Lacey.
That is cool.
So Lacey Weber is of Grace and Grit, LLC. Your first time here?
It is. This is our first time here. We came in January and just kind of walked around and seen if it was something we wanted to get into, and we loved it, and so we figured, why not August to kind of dip our feet in the water and get going. On it.
Okay, with that accent, you're from the north someplace. Where are you from?
South Dakota. Yep. Okay. We're just right outside of Sioux Falls on an acreage, and yeah.
Well, this product fits. I love that it's a brand new product we haven't seen before. There are 1,000 cowboy hat stores here, but yours is completely different. Tell us why.
Yes. We made something that we haven't seen on the market before. We made a women's ear trapper hat, and we made it stylish with the Western flair. So we made it so it's adjustable, so you can just get the one hat, and it'll fit in. Anybody.
Okay, explain what an ear trapper hat is for those that don't know.
So they clip on the side, but when you need to cover your neck or your ears, they will undo the button and then it folds down.
Sort of like a certain cartoon we remember from old days.
Elmer Fudd?
Yes. These are much more stylish, though, yeah. I will say.
Oh, they are. They're little
well,
glitz
that's
and
the
glam.
Thing about these are beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, you have so
and they're
many
all different.
Yeah.
They're all completely different. They have all got a different vibe to them, but they still keep the Western true to the roots. So.
And you are living in a place where you need these.
Yes, the wind is terrible. The winters are terrible. We wanted something that would cover your neck and your fully your ears. So we wanted to make something more longer. And then also the bill is longer on it, too. So it helps with the wind to keep the wind out of your face.
Well, the cat itself is pretty. You have them blinged out.
Yes.
But then the designs. So when the neck part folds up, the design that you see there are also very pretty. So.
Yes. Yep. They all have a different Aztec design to them. It's just a different vibe. Everybody has a different style. Everybody has a different characteristic, what they want, what colors they look good in. We have 14 different colors to choose from, but they're all a different color. They're all a different style.
And what do they retail for?
So $60.
Okay. And if retailers want to contact you, how do they do that?
We do have a wholesale website if you Google that, or just www.graceandgrit.com, and it's just the N.
So. Good job on being our first interview of the day, being something we haven't seen before. I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lacey. I have to say the hat designs were really cute, and if you have a tack shop in a cold area, take a look at graceandgritwholesale.com. This was Jennifer and I's 36th or 38th trade show. We can't remember. There were many companies we interviewed when we started years ago, and one of those companies was Neue Schule Bits. They only had English bits for the longest time, but now they've come out with some really nice Western bits. And I spoke with Johnny.
Well, Jennifer and I started going to trade shows about 30 years ago. And about maybe 13, 14 years ago, we ran into this bit company we had never heard of at ADA. And it was Neue Schule, which is another name that I never learned how to say till today. And we have Johnny here. And the reason we do is because you guys have always been known for your quality English bits, but you now have a Western line, Johnny.
Yes, yeah. So we're just introducing this at the show. We've soft launched it in the UK, one or two shows, and got very good feedback and very good interest over there. And obviously, alongside Meta, we're from our USA distributors. We're bringing it to the market over here.
Why did you decide to go Western?
it was something that we've been requested over the years to look at. Lots of people like our mouthpieces that we have for the English riding, so it's something that has, as I say, we've had a number of requests over the years, and in discussions with the guys over here, we decided to take the plunge and bring our ethos of horse welfare to the Western range.
So for retailers looking at carrying your bits, what makes them different than the other Western bits that are on the market today?
So the main thing would be the metal that we use. So we use a metal called Salox, which we developed in conjunction with one of the universities over in the US, in the UK even. Excuse me. So it has a number of properties, one being that it has the highest thermal conductivity on the market, so it warms up very quickly in the horse's mouth. It's also a softer metal, so it helps protect the horse's teeth when they are, you know, if a horse chomps down on the bit, it helps protect the.
And we've all had one that does.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And it has low bioactivity, so it stops the elements within the metal becoming available to the horse and leaching into the system. So that's the.
So we've all heard about microplastics. This stops the micrometals, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. So there's that, and then there's the design. So we use computer-aided design. So the concept.
Well, they are beautiful. I gotta say, they're pretty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. So with the computer-aided design, we can make sure that the contact points that we want to hit, we can hit across the size range. The other thing that we do is we do quarter-inch sizes.
From what to what?
So in the Western range, we are going. So it's 4 3/4 to 5 1/4 initially. So we've just got three sizes in each.
Fits most quarter horses.
Yes, that's it. I mean, that from the discussions we've had with riders, that seemed to be the most popular sizes to go for. So we've initially brought it into that. But obviously, if there's demand for different sizes, we can look at increasing the range. So yeah, and then the other aspect is that we've brought our way of thinking into the Western range. So, you know, as I say, we've got our metal, our designs, and then we've tried to go with some of the traditional cheek styles initially to launch the range.
So what styles do you have?
So we have Santa Barbara, a Nevada, Fresno, that's the one. So yes, so and then we have a number of D-rings and offset D-rings on the
even the D's are pretty though. And you know, the new Shilla line has been very well respected and received in the English side. So,
it has, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean,
we've built that over the last 20 or so years, and you know, initially in the UK, and then obviously around the world, and probably not long before you first met Ata. Meta started distributing the bits for us and has been very, very successful in integrating the range into the US market.
I think we talked to Meta the first time you were at Ata.
Me and Heather.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, with Meta's contacts in the English riding world, you know, we've helped grow a very, very strong.
I see him at all the English tack shops now. So
yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well, now we hope to see him in all the Western tack shops.
That is the aim, yes. Yeah,
so definitely. What do the price points look like?
I'll let Meta take
They
that.
Run anywhere from the high 400s to 750, 800.
Okay.
The highest,
retail.
Yeah, retail.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
So depending on the bit. And where can they find them? Where do you go to find the bits?
They should contact NSBits USA.
NSBitsUSA.com. Okay.
Or give us a call at 631-252-5574, and we will get you set up.
It is always so nice to see people that I've been seeing at these shows for years and years and years.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
So good to see you guys.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the new line. Good luck.
Thank you.
If your customer base is into high-end quality bits, then take a look at this new offering. They are good people who know what they're doing, and I've known them for many years. You'll find the link in the show notes. Of course, there's always new clothing to be found at Wessa, and a cool company we came across was Dovetail Workwear. I had a chance to catch up with Katie. Well, I am here with Katie of Dovetail Workwear, and this is your first time at Wessa, right?
This is my first time. This is our brand's first time officially at WESA. We do have some independent reps that represent the line here on the seventh floor of the Betty's.
And we stopped here because, one, you are new and we love new products to WESA, but also because what you're selling is unique, and it caught Jennifer's eye immediately when she walked over here. So tell us what kind of products you have and why they're unique.
So Dovetail Workwear is a brand for women, founded by women. So three female founders came together and said, hey, there's a real hole in the marketplace today. There's only these brands that have been around for forever that shrink it and pink it, you know, or that you know, take a men's product and let's try to just throw some women in it. And that's what they were wearing for forever. And so that's really how...
And you bought it at Tractor Supply.
Yep. And so they were just really in desperate need of finding a good quality product to work in, but also go have some professional business meetings and go out even to the grocery store or go to their kids' soccer games and feel like they didn't have to go home and change their clothes because it wasn't suitable for all these different avenues or channels, if you will.
And is it pants, shirt? What do you carry?
Well, we started out as pants.
Okay.
And mostly what the line consists of, because there's so many different styles of pants. You've got a mid-rise, high-rise, skinny leg, straight leg, boot cut, wide leg, and all of those are still in style. So we've got pants that represent all of those different styles. That being said, our pants have really taken off.
Well, it's because they're work pants, and they do look like work pants, but they look like work pants for females.
Well, they're work pants, but you can do a lot more than just your traditional work. And I think that's maybe what some of the stigma is with work, is if you're not working in true trades, if you're not climbing wind towers or working in a mill or out on the ranch, then you don't need workwear. Workwear, I say, is for any woman who wears pants, because we are all working.
That's true.
Right? Whether you're a mom, work like a mother here, that t-shirt says it best. Whether you're a mom or a DIY gardener, or you are on the far other end of doing true trades, right? We've got something for you. And these pants will work in all of those different channels of work.
So tell me about the fabrics.
Well, that's one of our key specialties here. So there's three pillars that we really are proud of and that the brand stands on, which are fit, function, and durability. Within the fit and the function, primarily, we've got a wide array of fabrics, from high stretch denims to stretch thermals to ultra light ripstop fabrics.
That's the one Jennifer picked. We live in Florida. Canvas. Jennifer picked up on that one, the lightweight. Yeah.
The lightweight. I mean, we being in the Pacific Northwest, we've really kind of spent most of our time in kind of your traditional canvas, duck canvas area, and then also in some denims. But in the past few years, we've had other, you know, customers and buyers saying, look, we love this pant. Can you make this pant in an ultralight fabric?
Well, because, and also it's been hot everywhere this year.
Yeah. So you'll see in the line, we've got a lot more ultralight fabrics for those territories that do get really, really warm in the summer months.
And you also make fib overalls.
Absolutely. That's where I was going to say earlier, is our pants really have evolved and grown to the point of like, okay, we've got our pants dialed. But we used to be known early on as the overall brand.
Uh-huh.
Because our overalls are really good. You can get an overall almost anywhere now. You got to try on the Dovetail Freshly overalls. And now we actually have another overall in the line, this overall right here called the Go-To. It's just got a little bit more give. The Freshly is a little bit more fitting, I would say, to a degree, and then the Go-To, you get a little bit more give, a little bit more room, but it also helps to have a high stretch canvas too. So.
And these do look like, I mean, they just look like more attractive overalls. I mean, they definitely are.
They are. They fit really good. Women love to wear them. You'll see here shortalls as well.
Yeah.
So again, great for summer. But what I was going to say about the fabrics is that this overall here that I'm wearing, it's in a high stretch denim. But you can also, mid-stretch denim, but you can also get it in an ultra-light ripstop. So while one fabric might not work for you, it might work for somebody else, or we might be able to find something for you because we just have it in a different fabric. So we use so many different fabrics across the line. You know, fabric can really make or break you know, whether you're interested in a product or whether it's going to fit, right? Sometimes you need a little bit more stretch.
So just as an example here, and then I'll ask for your website. So if we're looking at an overall retail price.
So this overall here is $119.
Okay.
MSRP.
That's the ripstop one. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And it comes in, like I said, various different fabrics. That's the Freshly overall. And then over here, we've got the go-to overall, for example, as another option, which is $89. So
okay.
A little bit more of a price point.
Great. And where do retailers or consumers find you?
www.dovetailworkwear.com.
It really is cool stuff, guys. You got to check it out.
Supplements are always represented at WESA, and there was a new one I had not seen before, Basic Animal Health. Here's Tiffany.
And we are here at WESA. We stopped by the Basic Animal Health booth, and I am here with founder, chief cook, and bottle washer, Tiffany Leonard. Thanks for stopping by with us.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
So this is your first time at WESA, but you're not a brand new company, are you?
Well, no, we're not. This is our first time here, though.
How long have you been around?
Our formulas have actually been around for over 12 years. We purchased the rights to the formulas about 3 years ago and improved on those and brought our manufacturing to Ohio and made sure that we had the products in the bottles that were the best on the market, and then we went ahead and went live.
So you actually make your product stateside?
Yes, ma'am.
That's exciting. Now, with the manufacturing process is a big deal for a lot of people, especially competitors. There's a lot of testing that goes on, so they want to have a trusted source. So you're able to control that whole process from beginning to end.
Yes, ma'am. What we do is all of our ingredients are tested on the way in, and all of our batches are tested on the way out. We are in an FDA, USDA facility, so our controls are very, very tight, and we are also NASC approved.
Wow, you've got you've ticked every box.
Yeah,
you've ticked
well,
every
try.
Box. Yeah, there you go. What inspired you a few years back to go into manufacturing and selling supplements and healthcare products?
I have had horses my entire life, dogs my entire life. My husband and I both grew up showing horses. I showed AQHA all arounds as a kid. He has shown AQHA and reining his whole life, and now I show reining as well. And we saw a need for natural building blocks in the animals that address the issues that they're having. So, for example, gut health was one of our very first products. And with the way we have to feed horses to do the performances that we do, that's not how they're naturally designed to eat.
They're not out 24/7 eating grass.
Correct.
On the plains.
Correct. Nope. And so we saw that, of course, with the problem with ulcers and things like that, there are pharmaceutical treatments like omeprazole, and those work really great. But if we can prevent that from happening in the first place.
Oh, that's so much better.
And give the natural building blocks that allow that system to move at the proper speed and do what it's built to do, then that's better than anything else you can do. So that was the start of our program. And then we kept our eyes open. We still do. And if we see something that we see in the horses, the livestock, or the dogs that we think we can address naturally, we work on a natural solution for that. For example, we put out a grooming line recently, and we have 3 fly sprays, and they're all natural. They're all natural essential oils. There's no chemicals in them at all. And we have 3 formulas because flies get immune to one formula. You can just move to another one without introducing
any chemicals. Depends on what kind of flies you have.
Absolutely.
Different. 100%. A lot of people don't realize that different flying insects, different biting insects, react differently to
Correct.
Different repellents.
Yes.
And insecticides.
Right.
So
depending
it makes sense.
Depending on your time of year, your geographic location, things like that.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
100%.
So you sell directly, you sell to retailers.
We do.
All over the country. How can retailers reach out to you to find out about your products and about ordering?
The best way to reach out to us is go to our website, basicanimalhealth.com. And we have email there. We have phone number there. You can call us. You can email us. You can text me. You can reach out to us that way. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. And
all the places.
Building our TikTok and those kind of things. So.
Okay. And Basic Animal Health products are available direct through you. They do not have to go through an extra step of a distributor.
Correct.
This is great for small stores.
Yes, yes. We work with a variety of size stores, but we really love, you know, our small stores and all the way up to our larger stores. So we want to be there for the client, and we want to be there as a partner with the store. We're not there to sell one piece of shelf space. We're there to partner with you and work with you and help promote.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Tiffany.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for stopping by.
One other company that was new to WESA, but not a new company, was Pessoa Saddles. I remember interviewing them many years ago and was happy to see them expanding.
Well, I am here with Sherry with a brand that I am very familiar with. As a matter of fact, we've had them on our shows over the years a number of times, and that's Pessoa Saddles. And it's good to see you guys at WESSA for the first time.
Thank you. We are so happy to be here.
A lot of who listen to this show are Western tack shops, but they always carry some English. So my question for you is, if they're carrying some lines of English saddles, why should they carry Pessoa?
You know, that's a great question, and I have a wonderful answer. Number one, Pessoa is a legacy company. We have been around for over 20 years producing saddles. Actually, the company itself has been around much longer than that. Pessoa is a brand that everybody recognizes and everybody trusts. Most English riders grew up riding on a Pessoa pony saddle. The most exciting thing about our brand now is that our saddles are all equipped with an interchangeable gullet system, and that means that we can change the size to fit the horses.
I didn't even know that.
And so this gives you a lot of flexibility to be able to fit different sizes of horses. I mean, the reason that we set up in the western side at WESSA this time actually is a kind of interesting. We wanted people to know that our saddles cross over not just from English horses, but also to Western horses. I mean, let's face it, the most popular horse in the United States of America is the American Quarter Horse. And so Western tack shops do have a great opportunity to add an English section. If you go to the Quarter Horse Congress and stand ringside, do you not see hunters and jumpers in the rings? All of those people need saddles. And so it's a great opportunity to add Pessoa into your line. We make sure that we cover all different sizes, starting from ponies, so we can outfit your 2.5-year-old child and go all the way up to professional jumpers. We have a pony, a youth, a junior, and adult-sized saddles, and small adult sizes. They're interchangeable gullet systems, and we have flocked saddles. So if you change horses or your horse grows, we can be custom adjusted to that horse.
Is the change system, is that done by a saddle fitter, or can the customer do that
as
well?
We always recommend that you have a saddle fitter come to help you adjust your saddles. But there again, we recognize that in the U.S., we're a pretty big country. A lot of us don't have a saddle fitter in our back pocket. For example, if you're in Nevada, you might not have a fitter around the corner.
We have a lot of listeners too, up in the Dakotas and Michigan and
right.
All that way. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the Badlands, you're not just going to ring your
right.
local saddle fitter and wait 30 minutes.
Your local tack shop's 5 hours away.
Exactly. So we do have a lot of saddle fitters as well that we can refer you to that can help you virtually. And we've made our interchangeable gullet system easy enough that with just a little help, maybe even just a video if you're handy, you can change the gullet size yourself. And again, you can reach out to a fitter to help do it virtually via Zoom or FaceTime to help make sure that you've chosen the right saddle fit for your horse.
And I know you carry multiple lines, so what disciplines are you covering?
This saddle company makes multiple disciplines of saddles. We actually even do Icelandic and some gated.
Yeah.
So they're a fantastic company. They've been around a long time. They boast the Pessoa brand in the jumping saddles, and they have an amazing dressage saddle line as well for those of you that have some dressage riders in your area. They carry the PDS, which is Professional Dressage Solutions. Sorry to burst your bubble, everybody that thought it means Pessoa Dressage. It can mean that if you want. But the PDS line was actually inspired by Carl Hester. Most dressage riders know him. He helped us develop everything about the saddle, and they are amazing. Keeping with the same adjustability, interchangeable gullet plate, wool-flocked panels, they are designed to fit a variety of horses. So they would be a great line to add into your store as well. The last point I want to make about this exciting brand is that we've done everything possible to keep the prices affordable. So in this time when saddles are getting super expensive, we recognize that being able to outfit everybody in every budget is important. So they're affordable, they're adjustable, they're beautiful, and they've been around forever.
And where do they find them?
You can find them in the United States. If you have a store, you can contact English Riding Supply, and they have a variety of them. Or you can come right to the company if you're an independent saddle fitter and want to add these to your truck. And that you can find at ruizdiaz.com.
They really are well-built saddles. If you have an English department in your store, these are worth taking a look at. With the holidays coming, it pays to have some toys on an end cap. I was happy to see Little Buster Toys still expanding their offerings.
I am here with Lisa Rickman of Little Buster Toys. And Lisa, I remember talking to you. Well, how long have you been in business at Little Buster Toys?
Sure. I've owned Little Buster Toys about 8 years now.
I think it was probably about 8 years ago in Denver where I saw you first.
It has been a long time ago.
Your booth was smaller then.
Yes, sir. We have expanded about 4.5 times the size from whenever we purchased it. So it has grown immensely, and we're very appreciative for the growth and the opportunity to increase the sales and see the line expand.
So tell us what you have.
So Little Buster Toys makes a metal equipment line. So we do stock show, rodeo, and ranch products, toys.
I love the panels here that all clip together like panels do. It's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, the green panels are our number one item. That's a favorite for a lot of our customers.
And you also do the toy horses and cows and what other animals?
Yep. So we have stock show animals. We've got show pigs, show sheep, show goats, heifers, steers. We've used a couple different sculptors to be able to branch that line and hand mold those for us so that we can create something that our consumer really is seeking for. That is my absolute favorite animal. Just use Carol Hernan.
I picked up a gray horse here.
And she just designed one of our newest barrel horses. So that's our gray gilding, and then this is a Palomino barrel horse.
They're very heavy.
They're heavy. They have such intricate detail and just
what
so
are they made
much
out of? Because
a resin.
Is it resin? But it's heavy. You know, because yeah. Briars, you pick
that
them up. I was expecting. Yeah.
Yes. She did an outstanding job. Just an excellent detail, attention to detail, and really made sure to get all aspects of that horse from the eyes to the mane to the feet very correct.
It's interesting because your corrals are so unique because there's so many different ways you can do the corrals. I'm looking around at your booth. You have lean-tos. It's just all kinds of things. It's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we have to kind of touch our kids. You know, their parents live this lifestyle. So they're either ranchers or rodeo families or out on the stock show road. So we want to make an item that really fits what they use every day. So we focus on a lot of those different styles of trailers, whether it's an open top for our Texas country, whether it's more of a aluminum horse stock combo for the rest of the world.
Or really the pink one for the barrel racer. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our little girls have been screaming for a pink truck, so that launches this year.
This is great. How many different animals do you have represented in the line? Do you know?
I actually cannot give you a skew count
those,
but I would say that we've got probably close to 50 different animals, and that's kind of been a great growth opportunity for us.
A lot of different horses, and I see some horses with tack. Do they come with the tack, or you buy the tack separate?
Everything's sold separately.
Separately. Okay. Very cool. This is very neat. I'm glad to see you're still here after all this time. It's so cool for us to walk around, because we've been to so many of these, to walk around and see Stan still back doing unique, fun things, and that's where you fall. So,
yes, sir. Thank you. It's a family-owned business. We invested every dime that we had, so we as well are very excited to still
be
here.
Did you ever think you would be a toy maker when you were graduating high school?
No, absolutely. No. Never saw this one coming.
Where can people find them?
You can find them on littlebustertoys.com, or we've got a lot of different retailers. You can find the dealer list on the bottom of that website as well.
And a retailer can contact you through that website too?
Yes.
Okay. You got to have these in your store for Christmas time. No question about it.
When it comes to products for the barn, people are always looking for the best automatic water. Well, Cascada might have the smartest one.
Well, Jennifer and I are walking around Wessa, and I found something that I think our Horses in the Morning listeners are going to love. I know a lot of you obsess over how much water your horse drinks on a daily basis. And, you know, we all look and we kind of guess what he drinks, and you're filling the water buckets a couple times a day, and then you lose track the next day and you have no memory of what happened the day before. Am I wrong about that, Kelly?
That sounds right to me.
So I'm with Kelly, and we are with a product called Cascada?
Cascada, yep.
Cascada.
It means waterfall.
Means waterfall. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. So what does this product do?
Well, this is an automatic water that both fills a regular water bucket using ultrasonic sensors.
So 5-gallon water bucket.
Yep, regular 5-gallon flatback hanging water bucket that horses know and love. And it uses ultrasonic sensors to determine the water level in the bucket. So it always knows how much water the horse is drinking, how much to refill the bucket automatically.
Oh, so this fills it too.
It does.
It's an automatic water too.
It's an automatic water that connects to an app. And so it's keeping keeping track of how much your horse is drinking at all times, and it aggregates that data in the app so it's easy for you to visualize, easy to understand what's normal for them, and if they've made a change to their routine that could contribute.
I'm going to jump in. So does it, when you look at the app, does it say, I refilled the bucket with this amount at this time? How granular does the data get?
It's very granular.
Oh, goody!
it's the kind of data that data lovers love. So it knows exactly when your horse has taken a drink, and it shows that information in a bar chart. So you can say, hey, you know, my horse drank 3 times in the last hour. This is how much they've drinking in total. And this is how it compares to what they usually drink.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Does it hook to an ordinary hose, or does it have to be plumbed in, or how's that work?
It would be plumbed in just the same way any automatic water is installed. So it comes with all the fittings to adapt it to your water lines, and then it comes with the power because it is electric.
Oh, it would have to be, I guess.
Yeah. So it's safe. It uses a low voltage power cord that we include that can run to your barn's power source. So it's very easy to install. And then the product itself, once you hooked it up to your water and power, just screws to the wall.
All right, good.
I'll hold your bucket for you.
So who have you found the customer is for this? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we find our customers kind of fall into 2 categories. We've definitely got some top athletes.
Obsessive compulsive.
Obsessive compulsive. So we have people that keep their horses at home maybe, and they have a lovely stable at their home, and they just want to make sure that A, you know, they're not spending all their time filling water buckets, and B, they always know that their horse is well and their horse is healthy.
And that is one of the things people like us that are kind of compulsive about how much our horses drink. We don't want automatic waters because we don't know.
Exactly. And that's what we always say. We're the automatic water for people who hate automatic waters, right, for that exact reason.
Well, that's perfect. What do they run for retail?
They retail for $884.
Okay.
And that's similarly priced to the automatic water systems that are out there for especially heated automatic waters, because they do include a heater for colder climates.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's also heated.
They do, and it's all automatically controlled, too. So it has a thermostat in there. It knows how cold it is, and it turns on heaters automatically as needed to keep water flowing into your bucket.
And it'll last forever?
Yes. We actually have one of the leading warranties in the industry, so it's on par with the top warranties that other automatic waters offer. It's a 10-year warranty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're super committed to making sure that our customers are having a really good experience with the water. So even if a customer accidentally breaks something on installation, we'll replace parts for free and do whatever they need to keep their horses healthy and hydrated.
And I assume it's Bluetooth to the phone.
Well, it's a great question. So it's actually Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So it's going to store all that data and the information.
So you have to have Wi-Fi in your barn.
You do. You have to have Wi-Fi in your barn. So you use Bluetooth on your phone when you're setting it up and connecting the devices in your app to your horse profiles. And then after that, it's just keeping track of the data via Wi-Fi.
Okay, great. Where do they find it?
They can find it at cascadaequine.com.
And that's CASCADAEQUINE.com. There you go.
There's always been only one equestrian chocolate company that I can remember. Well, now there is 2. And she gave us a bar that we finished yesterday. I can say it's good chocolate, really smooth, and a lot less bitter than most dark chocolates I've tried. Let's hear from Equestrian Chocolate Company.
I am so excited to see a chocolate company here because it's been, well, since I've been coming to these, about 36 of them that I've seen a new chocolate company show up. So Taylor is here with Equestrian Chocolate Company. Welcome to WESA.
Here we are.
So what made you decide to start a chocolate company?
Well, funny story. My mom is actually the sculptor of our bar designs for our chocolate. And she used to take her horse sculptures when they were still in clay to horse shows. And people would say, oh my gosh, is that chocolate? And struck the idea.
I'm looking at some of the sculptures you have here, and the brown ones do look like chocolate.
Yeah, so these are in bronze here, but they start as clay. So she had an idea to put it in chocolate and said, hey, do you want to partner up and we'll make some chocolate? And here we are.
Here you are. Where are you out of?
I am out of Northwest Florida, Panama City, to be exact.
We're Ocala. So.
Okay, yeah, we're close. Yeah.
So tell us what kind of chocolate you have. What do you have?
We have single bean to bar dark chocolate.
What does that mean?
It means it's just cacao beans and organic sugar. So they're sourced from different areas. Today we have our beans from Bolivia as well as Ivory Coast. And then we're also
introducing... And they taste different?
They do.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should try. The Ivory Coast tastes a little bit coconutty, and the Bolivia has a little bit more of a fruity aftertaste to it. So definitely unique chocolate you've never tried before.
And all dark chocolate?
All dark chocolate right now. We are releasing our milk chocolate for pre-sales here at Wessa, though.
Oh,
so
really?
We'll have milk and dark.
Yes. They'll be available soon?
They will be for pre-order today.
And so if a retailer wants to find you, what do they do?
They can visit us at equestrianchocolateco.com or on Instagram or Facebook as well.
And a chocolate lover at home can find you there as well to see what you have.
Absolutely, yeah.
What makes yours unique, do you think?
Well, there's horses on it.
That's one thing. Do the bars have horses too?
They do, yeah. Yep. So they've got different designs based on Tammy Tappan's sculptures. We have our slide as our Western style bar. But they all taste great.
These are a great gift idea, too, for the holidays coming up.
Absolutely.
It's perfect stocking stuffer. And what do they retail for?
$18.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Thanks, and congratulations, and good luck.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
And finally, we end with a new Western Pad offering from Hannah's Custom Tack.
Well, Hannah, I know you're here for the first time, and it's Hannah's Custom Pads. And we have not talked to anybody with pads this year so far. So tell us, why did you go into pads? When did you go into pads?
When did I go back? I went into pads 6 years ago. I just enjoy it. You can be creative with it and make up designs and match patterns and make it look really nice in the show ring. And
so for the retailer, is it's all custom, or do you have certain lines they can buy quantities of? How's it work?
Sure. So we have about 200 to 300 pads ready to go that you can go through when you log in to your account, and you can choose which ones you would like, and then we get those ready and shipped to you. Some of them are going to be in stock, some of them we have to have made.
But you can do multiples of the same pad?
Absolutely, yes. So we're constantly just designing new pads and color combinations and patterns, and then that you can go when you log in and pick out which ones you like. And we'll ship them to you.
And they can do wholesale orders that way?
Yes.
That's nice. Yeah. I always like that when there's a way to do that online.
Yeah.
So what makes your pads different? There's a million Western pads in the world, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are a million pads. Ours are, if you touch and feel them, which is why we have such a big display here, you can feel how they're thicker and a tighter weave, and we use brighter colors. And a lot of it's just a matter of how you combine it and lay it out on the pad.
And they can choose as far as their patches are concerned and everything, where, how big, and all of that?
Yeah, they typically are about the same size for all of them, but they can change it up a little bit if they like to.
So what's the price point?
They're at $110 for wholesale, and then you can double that for retail.
Okay. The colors are beautiful. I mean, I can see you have fun with it because you have such a selection of colors.
Yeah. We try to mix it up and have a good variety as far as earthy tones, and then some really fun bright ones, and then just the good classics where it's your royals or reds or burgundies, and for every need for the show ring.
So they can get a hold of you how?
Yeah, so they can go to our website. It's www.hannahscustomtackandboutique.com and just shoot us an email on there.
And we'll put a link to that in our show notes as well. Thank you, Hannah.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Well, that's it from the August Wessa. I hope you had a successful show if you were here, and we look forward to continuing to be here with you on the Wisdom by Wessa and the Retail Roundup. If you've not joined the Retail Roundup Facebook page, check it out by searching for Retail Roundup on Facebook. Wessa also has a YouTube channel. Just search for Wessa Trade Show. And of course, the website is wessatradeshow.com. The next Retail Roundup will be next week as I speak with an expert on loans for small businesses. Have a successful week, everybody.